I'm Uncle Charlie welcoming you to Keys for Kids, and we'll get to our Keys for Kids story and a good scripture verse right after we do some singing, a good song with some good advice. I'll do it all for Jesus. Hey, sing along if you know it.
Shaking mats and scrubbing floors, in the house and out of doors, washing, ironing, darning too, these are things that girls can do. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. He did so much for me. Boys can be as handy too, with a hammer, wrench, or screw, shoveling coal or chopping wood. They could do this if they would. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. He did so much for me.
Just one scripture verse today. It's from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Cliff was in trouble. Oh, he had been in trouble before. He'd always been headstrong and wanted his own way. Now, Mr. Dunbar, a store owner, had called to say that he had caught Cliff and a friend shoplifting some candy bars after school. His parents were talking it over. "I thought he was doing so much better lately," said his mother. Just then, Cliff came into the house. Dad spoke to him. Mr. Dunbar called Cliff, he said. Mr. Dunbar?
Oh, Mr. Dunbar, Cliff answered. He just got excited about nothing. We would have paid for the candy sooner or later.
We'll finish this discussion after we do chores, Dad decided. Look at the clock. The cows will be tearing down the fence. But the cows were not tearing down the fence, for Cliff had failed to close the gate that morning. They had all gotten out and into his watermelon patch and ruined almost all of them. "Oh, I hate you, I hate you, you old cows," exclaimed Cliff. Dad spoke quickly. "But Cliff, you're the one who left the gate open, remember?" "You know, son, I'm reminded of a Bible verse, Proverbs 25:28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls."
"I don't understand," Cliff said.
Dad explained, "In Bible days, cities were protected from their enemies by walls. A city without a wall was a city open to attack from the enemy, sort of like the watermelon patch when the gate was open. This verse says that a person who lacks self-control and cannot control his own feelings and actions is wide open to attack from his enemy, the devil. Cliff, you have never learned to control yourself. You want something, you take it. You feel like fighting, you fight. You don't want to do something, you don't do it. And finally today, you tried to shoplift." Cliff was beginning to understand.
"I know," he said. "I guess I do need to learn to control myself. But I just seem to do those things without thinking."
"You need to ask God to help you, Cliff. If you'll let him help you, he will." How about you? Do you have a quick temper, a nasty tongue, a habit of getting into trouble? First, make sure you are trusting Jesus to be your Savior. Then, when you are tempted to do wrong, ask the Lord to keep you from doing it. And then, don't do the wrong thing. He will help you. A good verse to keep in mind is 2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. You know what our key phrase is for today? It's a good one to think about. Develop self-control. Well, time's up for Keys for Kids. Uncle Charlie saying bye for now. See you again soon.